Have you ever thought about how many opportunities there are for working abroad? Listen to these young people. Where are they? What is their job? What are the benefits? What is the downside?
My name is Mark. I'm from Poland. I finished my education in Poland and have now decided to do some volunteering with an organization called WWOOF, which is short for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. I've decided to live and volunteer on an organic farm on a small island off the coast of Ireland. It's absolutely stunning here. My hosts run a small goat farm. I help take care of a flock of goats. There are 31 in total. I take them out of their stable in the morning. Then they wander around the hills and grazing areas, and in the evening I herd them back into their stable again. That's when I help to milk them. I'm pretty good at it, too. During the day, I help my host make ice cream out of goat milk. It's quite delicious. Apart from the ice cream, I get all my food and a bedroom for free. The downside is perhaps that I'm not paid anything, but it is a voluntary job after all. However, the positives certainly outweigh the negatives.
I'm Ellen from Tromsø in Norway, where I did an apprenticeship. I wanted to see the world, so now I'm an au pair in Chicago. Cool, isn't it? Chicago is also called the Windy City. My job is to look after 2-year-old Lily. She's so cute. I love her to bits. Twice a week, I take her to her playgroup. I've met another au pair. She's from Berlin. We sometimes meet up with our charges and take them to the museums, playground or swimming pool. In the evenings, I have dinner with my host family. They treat me like I'm part of their family. I've learned so much about American life. The pay is really good. The downside is that I do suffer from homesickness sometimes when I FaceTime with my parents.
Hi, I'm Sandra from Austria. Here I am in Barbados. What an amazing location. Paradise. I've always been interested in nature and marine life. I'd just finished my apprenticeship and was looking for some adventure, taking some months off, seeing the world. So, my uncle suggested I look into helping with the conservation of sea turtles. I was in contact with an organization in Barbados, and after an interview via Skype, they offered me a placement. Wow! It's so great! I'm not paid as such, as I'm registered as a volunteer, but I do receive pocket money, which covers food and expenses. The organization also provides housing, which is great. I've learned so much about turtles, their nesting habits, and the dangers turtles face every day. Life in the Caribbean is so laid back. There's one thing, though, that's not so cool. I work mainly during the nights. That's when the turtles come on land, and that's when the volunteers need to make sure they stay safe. So I haven't even got a tan. But of course, I'm not on holiday. I'm working. So there you go.